German military history is typically viewed as an inexorable march to the rise of Prussia and the two world wars, the road paved by militarism, and the result a specifically German way of war. This book challenges this narrative. Looking beyond Prussia to German-speaking Europe across the last five centuries, our author finds little unique or preordained in German militarism or war fighting. Only after Prussia's unexpected victory over France in 1871 did Germans and outsiders come to believe in a German gift for warfare, a special capacity for high-speed, high-intensity combat that could overcome numerical disadvantage. It took two world wars to expose the fallacy of German military genius. Yet even today, Germany's strategic position is misunderstood. The country, now seen as a bastion of peace, spends heavily on defense in comparison to its peers, and is deeply invested in less kinetic contemporary forms of coercive power. This is Charles Gould. Please join me for Peter H. Wilson's Iron and Blood, A Military History of the German-Speaking Peoples Since 1500.